Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Will, it is a magical week. It really is. Hey, everybody, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for checking out the podcast. It's a fun week because it's the first week of May. That means that it's Star Wars Day and Free Comic Book Day in the same week. And sometimes on those magical occurrences, probably once every 6 years, they happen on the same day. That's not the case this year, but it's still going to be a fun time with Free Comic Book Day always being the first Saturday in May. So that's this Saturday, May 7th, 2016. That does not mean that there are not any new comic books in the stores this week for all age readers. There are lots of them. In humor, we're going to take a look at a burger store run by a cat named Bob, one of our favorite titles on Boom. Great, great show and a great cartoon. Uncle Scrooge in science fiction and action. We're going to take a look at the Turtles Down Under, their allies and enemies. A series of comics from Marvel that are only a dollar and they're all Star Wars and they rock. And a new series, a new fantasy series called iMage. Kind of say it Image, but it's not from Image. It's from another studio called Action Lab. And you'll love it. In superheroes, the Avengers Assemble come out. It's a civil war. There's all sorts of madness there. Supergirl Cosmic Adventures. And our favorite snack-loving dog teams up with some cool superheroes. That is this week on the podcast for All Age Comics. The music you're listening to in the background is from The Losers. It is great, but you know that. You can find it over at Free Music Archives. In All Age Humor Comics this week, there are three titles we're going to take a look at. One of them is based on an animated feature, animated show, that you may see on Fox Entertainment Television. Bob's Burgers. Now, we never really got into this show per se, just because we're really busy on Sunday nights, but we've really warmed up to the comic book. It's on Dynamite Entertainment, and what really kind of pushed us into the camp was the Bob's Burgers comic book that we got for Free Comic Book Day, that we'll talk a little bit about more in a second. The art in this is really neat. It's similar to SpongeBob, where it has different artists who take on different segments of the book, and sometimes it'll have two, sometimes three little short stories. It's Bob's Burgers. It's an ongoing series, and this is issue number 11. Comes out this week. Uncle Scrooge, number 14, also comes out. And we like this book because, mainly, our four-year-old. He loves anything Walt Disney. He loves Mickey, he loves Donald, he loves Huey, Dewey, Louie. And we've really, again, warmed up to this comic book. It's very classic comic book looking. It really is. It's just Goofy Donald, his crazy nephews. But it's fun. It's great, good, all-age comic book fun. And in this one, issue number 14, it's called Scrooge's Last Adventure. This is part 2 of 4. So what's going on here? You've got a four-issue arc. You can jump on now. Or if you know you like Uncle Scrooge, you can get the graphic novel in about 3 months when they finish this story arc. But it's fun. Well, one good thing about IDW, this is published on IDW, the stock paper on this is really awesome. It's good, thick quality, and you won't regret it. It's Uncle Scrooge, number 14. Our favorite comic. Now, this is one that we like, the show and the comic. This is regular show number 35. It's from Boom Studios, based on the show on Cartoon Network. And it is really funny. It's surreal. It's clever. And you'll like it. And it's not at all rude, if I can bring out my inner sassy adult and say that. It's good stuff. It really is. It's regular show 35. If you're concerned that it's going to have any of the rude humor that parents may associate with The Simpsons or SpongeBob, this doesn't have it. This has more surreal with a little bit of rudeness. Just enough to attract the kids, but not enough to repel the adults. In superheroes this week for all-age comic books, there's a little movie coming out this weekend called Avengers Civil War. You've seen some of the adverts for that. And the what's happening in the all-age comic books, it is bled over into that publishing world. And Marvel Universe Avengers Assemble Civil War number 3 Again, these titles are so wordy, so wonky, but it's very good stuff, and it closely resembles the Marvel XD cartoon that it's based from. In this one, it's kind of the midpoint in the story with the Avengers split in two, with half of them wanting to retain their superhero identities, with the other half wanting to come out of the proverbial superhero closet and say, I'm Peter Parker and I'm Spider-Man, yada, yada, yada. Good news about this comic, it's only $3, which is great, and your kids are really going to be familiar with it based on a public perception. They're going to see kind of the movie advertisements and figure things out. Hey, there's a new superhero movie. Maybe I want to go see it. And they also may be familiar with the cartoon on Disney XD. Is the movie any good for kids? I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. We're going to check it out this weekend and let you know accordingly. Also in superheroes, there's something cool from a TV show, actually a TV character, that was recently canceled after her first year. Who is this? It's Supergirl. It was a pretty cool show on CBS. We caught one or two episodes of it, but the show was canceled on TV. This, however, is the all-age comic book, issues 1 through 6, that it showed Supergirl cosmic adventures in the 8th grade. It's a trade paperback, so if you have a upper elementary to a middle school reader, this is going to be really good for them. And I say reader, it is a comic book. It's not a book per se, but based on the title, Supergirl Cosmic Adventures in the 8th Grade, you may think that it's a book. It's not. It's just a graphic novel about Supergirl in the 8th grade, which is bound to be awkward, even for a superhero. Another superheroes, they team up with Scooby-Doo this week. I like this comic. It again, once I figured out why it is printed and drawn the way it is, I'm totally on board with it. Scooby-Doo team-up, number 16, comes out every other month. It's from DC Comics, and in this one, the group teams up with Shazam and the other folks, and it's neat looking at it because it's so interesting, because you can totally understand how Shazam and Superman got in a backstage publishing war, because they're kind of familiar. I looked at the cover for this and going, oh, it's Shazam. It really is. It's Scooby-Doo Team-Up, number 16. Science Fiction and Action has a whole lot of comics out this week for the young readers. There's a new book that's in its third issue now called I, Mage. Letter I, M-A-G-E. This is the third issue, and this ends the first story arc in this comic book from Action Lab Entertainment. This is a good little fantasy comic for kids that like that. And I say kids, but there's enough action in it to really qualify as something that's entertaining for anyone and everyone. It is I, Mage, which is kind of ironic because it sounds like a competing comic book publisher, but it's not. It's from Action Lab Entertainment, I, Mage, I-M-A-G-E. It's number 3. It's a great fantasy book for those that like it. And I'm never really sure to qualify these guys as, is it action or superhero? They sometimes divide the line, and sometimes they hook up with other superheroes, and they're full-on superheroes. It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They've got a new trade paperback out called Allies and Enemies. This is a good Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 411, or 101, as it were. It's soup to nuts, who's who in the universe of the half-shell heroes. It features everybody and little stories from the heroes and the villains. We got Casey Jones, of course, April O'Neil, Bebop Rocksteady, General Krang, and the other classic turtle villains, and it's got some stories on all of them. Who is this good for? It's going to be good for a middle school reader and up, just because the art is going to be a little more realistic. It's not the super kid-friendly version with the rounded art and the surreal kind of fuzzy faces. This is more the more detailed graphic art. Not graphic as in, ooh, scary. Graphic as in more sharply drawn. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Allies and Enemies. It's a trade paperback. And this is a series of comics that we're kind of excited about for lots of reasons. Because they're only a dollar, they're full size, and it's Star Wars. And there are 9 of them coming out this week. Marvel does this thing where it's called True Believers, and it's a way to bring in new fans by republishing old issues or a couple of stories from classic characters. And in this week, they're doing it with Star Wars. For example, the classic Star Wars number one from 1977, they're putting out in the True Believers format for $1. It's awesome. We don't have this issue, which is a bummer. I think we have 3 through 10 in the magic closet of comic books behind me. But again, this is not technically rated all ages. However, it's got action and peril. Nothing that's more dangerous or bad, per se, than what kids will read in a contemporary action comic book. So this is all age comic book goodness. The first Star Wars, they've also got one called Droids. The only exception in this True Believers Star Wars lineup is going to be some of the newer ones, like I think Darth Vader 1, and some of the new rebooted Star Wars titles from last year are out. They may be a little too much just because of the violence and the peril, but overall, they're awesome. You could pick up at least 6 out of 9 and be happy. Get that, get the last 3 for you if you want to. That's Star Wars True Believers. It's out on Marvel this week. This Saturday's Free Comic Book Day. We've touched upon that. We've got a whole separate post about all of the all-age comic books that your kids can dig into for Free Comic Book Day. Now, there are about 3 or 4 dozen comics that are going to be available for free this weekend. Yay. Of that, about 26 are going to be okay for the all-age audience. But there are so many books, literally. If you think that your child has nothing to read and you say, how can I ever get my child to read and want to read? This is your gateway. I can do nothing more but pave it with bacon and Skittles for you to come this way, because it really is great stuff. I mean, I'm looking briefly at the all-age titles for Free Comic Book Day. Strawberry Shortcake, Pink Panther, SpongeBob. A great title from Graphic Comics called Dream Jumper. It's a kind of a subdivision of Scholastic. Very good. DC has a good title out there for Girl Power. It's about the DC superheroes as their kids in high school. The Phantom. There are 26 titles. We reviewed them all. It's down in the website, and there's also a separate podcast for that. There's a whole lot to do this weekend. It's also worth noting that a lot of your local comic book stores this weekend for Free Comic Book Day will have special events. This could be artists who come in to do free drawings. Free drawings from real comic book artists. Yep. Where's your local comic book store? You can check the post or just Google for where is my comic book store locator. That's what it's called. Google comic book store locator or Bing it, however you want to research it, and then type in your zip code and it'll pull up the closest one relative to you. And then you just call them just to confirm that they have something going on this weekend for Free Comic Book Day. Wow. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. And if you want to reach us during the week, you're welcome to. It's at Daddy Mojo on Twitter.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.